Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes, 8 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, we learned in our Mishnah called Mitzvah Shi Tluya Baretz, Einu Neheges Ela Baretz, and the Tanakhama stated two exceptions, Chutz Min Olu Klayim, that even though the Mitzvahs are Tluya Baretz, they will still be Asa in Chutz Laretz, and as we saw in the Gemara, certainly the feet of Tanakhama, Klayim is only Asa in Medivri Seifrim, and there was a question as to Ola, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Ola states, Halacha, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, it's a Hilchus Medina, and it's only a Minig, and Ula said in the name of Rabbi Echron, that Ola is going to be also in Chutz Laretz, and it's Noyeg in Chutz Laretz based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and it's a Din Deraisa. And our Mishnah then continued that Rabbi Lezer came and was Chaylik on the Tanakhama Luchumra, and he said that not only is Ola and Klayim going to be also in Chutz Laretz, and potentially, as we saw from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that it may be also even Midraisa, but even Chadash will be also Midraisa in Chutz Laretz. And as the Gemara explained, because Rabbi Lezer holds that the Torah states B'negei Chadash Meishvei Seichem, and we learn out B'chol Makim Sha'atim Yeshvin that the Issa of Ola is relevant in any place that you dwell, and not only in Eretz Yisrael. At the end of yesterday's Gemara, we saw a question as to what the din is b'negei safak Allah, and we also saw that some of the Amrayim were makel b'negei Allah, and they would give each other Allah, and the other one didn't know about it, and therefore they would eat that Allah. And the Al-Gemara starts Amri Harifu to Pabrisa, that the sharp ones in Pabrisa, and Rashi brings for the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Zayin that's referring to Ifa and Abimi, who were the children of Rechava and lived in Pabrisa. They stated Ein Allah b'chutz laretz. There is no din of all in Chutz Laretz, and not even on Drabbanim Dek level, and not even based on a minig. Gemara tells us, Shalcha Rabbi Yehuda L'Kamed Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yehuda sent this din that Eif and Avimi stated, they ain't all in Chutz Laretz to Rabbi Yechon. Let us keep in mind that Shmuel was the man d'amah who stated that the din of Allah in Chutz Laretz is Hilchus Medina, it's based on a minig, and Ula stated in the name of Rabbi Yechon that it's Allah L'Meshim Sinai. So both Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon held that Allah is also to some degree in Chutz Laretz. Let us keep in mind that in a moment the Gemara will actually teach us that even according to Rabbi Yechon, the Issa of Ola applies in Chutz Laretz based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, but Halacha Mishmi Sinai actually taught us that the only time that the Torah acid Ola in Chutz Laretz was only Ola Vadai, but if it's Ola Safik, then it would be Mutta. Therefore, Gemara tells us, Shalach Leid, Rabbi Yechon sent Rabbi Yehuda, Sesayim Sveika, Va'avid Vada, V'hachra Hizal Perisayim, Shetun and Gniza, that you should make sure that any Ola Safik, even if you want to paskin to them, that they could eat Ola Safik, as that is the din. However, you should make sure that when you paskin this way, you should only paskin this way Bitsina and not dashing this way Barabim, as Rashi says, Hoyle Makilimba, as if you're dashing this way Barabim, then people will say that Ola is not so chomer, and they will come to say that even Ola's Vadai will be Mutan Chutzlaretz. Lefi Rashi, the Lashon Sisayim Sveika is going on the Halacha, as Rashi says, Sisayim Hadavakama, that he's telling them to make sure to keep this idea quiet and not to be Dorish Barabim. However, I in Taisis Riazokin, that Taisis Lashon Sisayim, Safik Ola, Hanichu Biotcha, the Ganzu Ola Ichloi, and should hide it away in order to be able to eat it. Rabbi Yechon continued, Va'abed Vada, and make sure to get rid of any Vadai Ola, and not to even keep it around, as he didn't want people to even be Mekel, like the Amroim did before him, that each one would not know that this is Ola Vadai, and they would actually trade it, and they would actually eat Ola Vadai, and therefore Rabbi Yechon said, make sure to get rid of it, and you can't trade it between each other either. And of course, this makes sense, the fear of Rabbi Yechon Shitasai, that he holds that Vadai Ola is also Midraisa, based on Halacha L'Meshim Sinai. Rabbi Yechon continued that you should announce about the peers of these people that are makel about Ola in Chutz Laretz, so all the peers that were not sure if it's Ola or not have to be put into Gniza. And Rabbi Yechon was so disappointed about the statement that Eif and Avimi made, therefore he said, Kol Ime in Ola b'Chutz Laretz, that anyone that will state that Ola does not apply in Chutz Laretz, we cursed them and he said, Lo Yehi Lo Yinin V'Nechad Mashal Chevel B'Goyel B'Kal Hashem, that they should not have any children or grandchildren that have any portion in the Kal Hashem. This is based on a pasuk in Perek Beis in Micha that states, Lo Chein Lo Yilacha Mashal Chevel B'Goyel B'Kal Hashem. The Gemara continues, V'inu Kaman Savu, that who did Eifa and Avimi hold like? And Kaudit Tanya, the Gemara tells us that they held like this Braisa, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yisi Eimen, Meshum Rabbi Yisi Ben Durskma, Sha'am Meshum Rabbi Yisi Aglili, Sha'am Meshum Rabbi Yechim Benuri, Sha'am Meshum Rabbi Lezer Gadol, who's Rabbi Lezer Ben Hukris, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, in Orla B'Chutz Laretz, the Issa of Orla doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz, even Midra Bonon. The Gemara asks, V'loi, how can you say that Rabbi Lezer of our Mishnah doesn't hold that Orla applies in Chutz Laretz, V'anantan, but in our Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Lezer Eimen, Afa Chadosh, that Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Tanakama, although the Tanakama only gave two exceptions and stated that Ola and Klayim, that a mitzvah satluyas baretz would be us even in Chutz Laretz, Rabbi Lezer added on that even Chadosh would be us in Chutz Laretz. But we see clearly that Rabbi Lezer agrees with Tanakama that Ola is us in Chutz Laretz, at least on Rabban Dik level and potentially even Midraisa. And the Gemara states Tani Chadosh that in Chinami in our Mishnah the Gries should not be Rabbi Lezer Ime Afa Chadosh, but Rabbi Lezer Ime Chadosh, meaning Rabbi Lezer argues with Tanakama and he says since Ola and Klayim are of mitzvah satuyas baritz, therefore they're not noyim b'chutzlaritz, even midrabanan, and not even based on a minig. As Rashi states, avachodesh noyim b'chutzlaritz, tichsir boi, meshvei seichem, kol makum shatim yeshvim. However, with the gay chodesh, Rabbi Leza holds, it is noyim b'chutzlaritz, midraisa, as the pasuk states, meshvei seichem, and we learn that in any place that you dwell, the mitzvah and the issa of chodesh will be noyig. L'maisa, based on this gemara, where the gias of our mishnah is, Rabbi Leza ime chodesh, and it's not Rabbi Leza ime afachodesh, so now it's more understandable as to the original question of the gemara, when the gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is Iboilu Rabbi Leza Kula Polik Oy L'Chumra Polik, and certainly if the gemara stated afachodesh, then it made more sense that it would be L'Chumra. The gemara was even troubled as to how to explain the word af and explained my af akamaisa. Now that we see that the gears in the mishnah should have been Rabbi Leza Oy L'Chodesh, it now makes more sense that the gemara had a shaila on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph if Rabbi Leza was going L'Kula or Rabbi Leza was going L'Chumra, and L'Chumra is Pashut. Before we continue, let's point out that although from Rashi it seems Pashut that once we change the gears of the mishnah and the gears of the mishnah should be Rabbi Leza im echadosh, so then certainly both Orla and Klayim would not be also even midrabanon. However, Ayin Taisus where he is Vim Taima might tzarech limchok af leim the koyak Klayim, that Taisus is that lechera, why don't we say it? Rabbi Leza says af echadosh, he's not going back in Orla and he's just going back in Klayim, and we see clearly that Taisus held that Klayim would still be also according to Rabbi Leza. Ayin Taisus first teretz where he says the ein echanami, once we get to this point that Rabbi Leza stated ein Orla b'chutzards, then there is no difference between Orla and Klayim, and both would not be also even midrabanan. Va'oidam reed the kibun of klayim midrabanan v'chodesh deraisa ain shayach l'misnei afa klayim v'loy parach el alibu demand omar all halacha mishmisinai. And the only time that the Gemara asked this question is only based on the fact that all it could have been halacha mishmisinai and would have been deraisa. So then the lashon af would have made sense. But if it's only going on klayim, the lashon af does not make sense. And ayin entices. Gemara continues that earlier we said that omar ula omar beichon that all b'chutzlars is halacha mishmisinai, and now the Gemara tells us that omar abasi omar beichon Rab Asi said the same idea in the name of Rabbi Echron, that all of Chutzlaritz is halach l'mishmisinai, and it's a din deraisa. So Amalei Rab Zir l'Rab Asi, or Samagiris, Amalei Rab Ami l'Rab Asi, v'atnan, but we learned in the Mishnah of Masechtas Ola, Safek Ola ba'aretz asa, if you have Safek Ola in Artsal, then it'll be asa, b'Suria muta, however, if you have Safek Ola in Suria, then it'll be muta. And Rashi pointed out in Daf Lamed Chesam Beis that this Mishnah holds that Suria was only Kibush Yachid, and Kibush Yachid lo yishmei Kibush, and therefore was considered part of Chutzlaritz. Rab Ami or Rab Zir is asking Rab Asi that how can you tell me in the name of Rabbi Echron that all the b'chutzlaritz is halacha mishum misinai and it's a din deraisa? So if so, we should say that suffik deraisa l'chumra and even suffik all in Surya should be asa. And the Gemara tells us that for one moment Rabbi Asi kept quiet and he was thinking, and amalei, and finally Rabbi Asi said imukach nemra sveka muta vada asa. They let us say that halacha mishum misinai originally told us vada ola is asa in chutzlaritz, however suffik ola is muta in chutzlaritz. This was all part of the original halacha mishum misinai, and it's a bit tzarech bia as to shtoymim kishachada, as l'chari, if someone's quiet and they're thinking, it would seem that they come up with some svara. But over here, Rab Asi actually didn't come up with a svara, and he actually said that this was the halacha mishum sinai, and l'chari, how did he come up with this if it's not something that he already had a kabbalah from his rabbi Rabbi Echron? And the Gemara continues, va'om Rab Asi am Rabbi Echron, Rab Asi stated in the name of Rabbi Echron, loikanach klayim devat terah, even someone that is oivan issa klayim and chutzlaritz will be oivar on lav deraisa and will receive malchus. And amalei Rab Elazar Rabbi Yesi, so Rab Elazar Rabbi Yesi said to Rab Asi, but we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Orla, HaKlayim Midivri Seferim, that certainly all agree that Klayim is only Midrabanan and not Midraisa, and therefore how can you say that Rabbi Echron say that Leikin Al Klayim Dvat Torah? And the Gemara answers like Kasha, Kam Bekilei Karim, Kam Bak Kovas Ilan, that in the Chanami there are various types of Klayim. When the Mishnah in Masechtas Orla stated Klayim in Chutzlaritz is Midivri Seferim, that was referring to Klayim Karim. However, when Rabbi Echron stated that there's Issa Duraisa and you Leikin Al Klayim Dvat Torah, that was referring to Kovas Ilan, which is referring to grafting. The issa of grafting in Chutzlaritz is a issa deraisa. Gemara continues, how do we know that there's a difference between Kilei HaKerem and Akavas Ilan? The Shmuel, this is based on the memory of Shmuel, the Amma Shmuel, as Shmuel taught us, and he went through a pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim that states, as Chukoyse Tishmaru, Bamtech Alei Sabiya Klayim, Sotch Alei Sizra Klayim, Uvega Klayim Shatnez Loyale Alecha. And as Rashi points out, that since the Torah should have said, Ushmatim as Chukoyse, instead the Torah used the Lashon of as Chukoyse Tishmaru, therefore we learn out that we're talking about those chukim that were already given to the Bnei Noach, and now it's repeated for Klai Yisrael as chukim shechachak l'chakva, that we're referring to those chukim that were already given to the Bnei Noach. As we will see that the Bnei Noach had the issa of hakavas ilan, they also were also to mate various animals together that are not of the same min. And as the pasuk continues, behemtech leisaviyah klayim sadch leisizra, that your behemoths you should not mate as klayim and you shouldn't plant your sadas as klayim. And we see that the Torah compares klay behemah and klayim of a sada, and the Gemara explains ma behemtech ba'avah, just like the the issur of klayim to bnei noach b'negeya behema is only referring to mating two different species. It's not referring to any other type of klayim, and bnei noach are nizza on being chirish ashar and chamar together. Similarly, af sotcha ba'kova, the only time that bnei noach are muzza on klayim b'negeya field is only when they're grafting various trees together or various different vegetables together. With an issur of klayim to take seeds and plant them together was never usur to bnei noach, and the gemara continues in ma behemtecha noach bein b'arz bein b'chutzlarz, and we also compare the din of behema to the din of sada, that just like b'negei behema, where it's a mitzvah and a chayv saguf, and therefore it's noyig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, av sadcha noyig bein b'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, and therefore akavas ilan b'negei b'nei noyach and b'negei Yisraelim are going to be noyig both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, we clearly see from Shmuel that the is of akavas ilan is noyig b'chutz la'aretz on the rishitik level. The Gemara continues, ve'alok siv sadcha le sizra klayim, l'maisa the pasuk says sadcha, which means your sada, and as Rashi says, ham yuchelucha, which belongs to you, b'chutz la'aretz lehikelucha min hashemayim, and Chutz La'aretz was never coming to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only thing that we have any ownership to is land in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's mashmah that this mitzvah klayim is only noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara answers, "Ha'ulu mutis ra'am shebchutz la'aretz ein echinami." When the pasuk says "sadcha le'sizra klayim," it's teaching us b'negeya kilei akarim and kilei zorim that is only noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Of course, this works out with the Mishnah Maseches Arla that tells us klayim is midibri seifrim ein echinami. The assumer of kilei akarim and kilei zorim is only noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, at least midiraisa. And even though potentially kilei akarim and kilei zorim are noyig in Chutz La'aretz midrabanan, the Gemara continues to discuss the din of klayim in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Chanan, Rav Anan, or some agaris, Rav Nachman, Rav Anan, have a shakli v'azli b'orcho. They were traveling together on the road. Chazyu lahu gavra the kazar is roim b'hadadadi, and they saw this person that he was planting seeds which were klayim, and he was planting them together in Chutz La'aretz. It's important to note that this was not kilei akarim and was kilei zorim. So amalei, so Rav Anan said to Rav Chanan or to Rav Nachman, nesi manishamte, let us put him in chayim. And as Rashi says, that since we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Arla that kilei akarim is asur midrabanan and is asur midivrei seferim, so we should put him based on the fact he's being Ivan Divrei Seferim. Gemara tells us so Amalei Rav Chanan responded back to Rav Anan Loi Chavriso, as in Rashi says Ein Hilchus Klayim Chuvaron Lachem, that we see that Hilchus Klayim is not clear to you, as we will see in a moment. Although it seems from the Gemara beforehand that both the Issa of Klayim Karim and Kilei Zroim would be Asa and Chutz La'aretz, at least with Rabbanan. However, we will see that the Issa of Klayim and Chutz La'aretz, even with Rabbanan, is only on Klayim Karim and not on Kilei Zroim, and therefore Zok Rav Chanan to Rav Anan that of course we're not going to put him Chayim as the Maisi is not going against any Yisr Drabonon. And the Gemara continues with another story. And while they were walking, then they saw another person, and he was planting wheat kernels together with barley kernels, together with a gefen and a vine. And Rav Anan said that, of course, it's been a gay killer karim, that certainly there is an Yisr Drabonon to plant in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, once again, Amalei, Nisi Manishamte. So Rav Anan said to Rav Chanan that we should put this person into Chayim. Amalei, and Rav Chanan responded to Rav Anan, Loit Tsarisu, as Rashi says, Ein Hilchus Klai. That I see that's not clear to you the halachas of klayim as like kaimel and krabisha. Don't we hold like krabisha? The ama at sheyizu achita v'sayir v'chatzim b'hilz yad. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the only issa of klayim is only when you take wheat kernels and barley kernels as well as grape kernels at one shot and you throw it into the ground at one time, and that is the only time that there's issa deraisa. And therefore, midrabanan, in that case, we would say it would be asa chutz la'aretz. However, if someone already has a vineyard and at a later point he wants to plant in the same place wheat kernels and barley kernels over there, it's not going to be asa midraisa even in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in Chutz La'aretz we weren't geiza, and there wasn't even an issur rabbanan, and therefore of course in this case this person was not even being over an issur rabbanan, and therefore certainly we won't put him in chayim. And Rashi explains the time of Rabbi Yeshua lo yadana mehecha nafkale to be in a bay min Yisrael v'chatzin shlishi. Not certain as to the makar how Rabbi Yeshua knows that the only way that it'll be over an issa of klaya karim on a deraisa level is only if you plant two different types of seeds together with a grape seed. However, the din that you have to do it, he learns from the pasuk that states, that it had to be that at the point that you're creating the kerem, you are creating klayim. Where Taisa states, that the only time we need these three types of minim is only the gay killer kerem. That even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that if you take a seed of chita and sayur and you plant it together, you already be chayiv and you don't need a third min. And Taisa then states, "V'in time my loy by Rabbi Yeshua bekil Israel al shnei minim bekil akarim by shleishim minim v'yishleima demash mle dekra hachikama kamachalit sizur klayim klayma beina shiu klayim koydim shivu Bekerem. Therefore, we have to have two minim that together would be Klayim, and then they have to go together with the grape seed. However, Taisa states, Avagabi Sotcha, but the Gede is of Kilizroim, the Pasuk says Sotcha, the Kilizroim, Kagoyim Chitu Sayra, Kriyim Klayim, Leskayim, Kishizorim Bekako, the Gufakako, Kari Sodoy, that we're talking about placing Klayim into a Soda, and therefore by just placing wheat kernels and barley kernels together into a Soda, that is already considered Kilizroim. And where it continues, Rabbi Yisim Ar Bizroni Bizara, Rabbi Yisif took a bunch of seeds which were not grape seeds, and therefore he would have been able on Kilizroim if he did so in Eretz Yisrael, but since he was in Chutz La'aretz, he went ahead and planted it, and he didn't feel that there was Issa of Kilizroim in Chutz La'aretz. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya Yisra Basif, but Nan Tan, Haklaim Midibri Seifim, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Zola that Klaim is also Midrabanon, and L'chari, how can you go and plant seeds together if you could be Ivan Kilizroim Midrabanon? Amalei Rabbi Yisra said, like Kasha, Kam Bikilei Akarim, Kam Bikilizroim, and as we stated before, that although Midrabanon there's an Issa of Kilei Akarim in Chutz La'aretz, however, even Midrabanon there is no Issa of Kilizroim in Chutz La'aretz. Basif explains, Kilei Akarim to Be'eretz Asurim Ba'Nah, that since Kilei Akarim is also Ba'Nah in Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Pentikdash, and as Rashi says on Naflam Chesam Nal, that we learn that it'll become like Hegdish and it'll be also Ba'Nah. Rabbi Kveig and Gilin Hashas over there explains that the Gemara on Daf Nun Vavam Beis will explain that it's not based on Hegdish, but it's based on the Lashon on Pentikdash. We learn Tukat Eish that you have to burn it in fire and it's also Ba'Nah. In any case, since Kilei Akarim is also Ba'Nah, therefore, as the Gemara says, B'Chutz La'aretz Nami, Gazbe Rabbanon, Sir Rabbanon Mal Geiza, that Kilei Akarim will be also in Chutz La'aretz. However, Kilei Zorim to Be'eretz La'Yisir Ba'Nah, that since Kilei Zorim is not even also Ba'Nah in Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi says, like Sibbahem Pentikdash, the Misotcha Lei Sizer Klaim Nafku, and therefore, B'Chutz La'aretz Nami, like Gazbe Rabbanon, Sir Rabbanon Mal Geiza in Chutz La'aretz, that Kilei Zorim would be also at all, and it will be Mutta even Rabbanon. Gemara continues that although Rabbi Yisif actually planted Kilei Zorim in Chutz La'aretz, Hodam Rabbi Yisif, however, Rabbi Yisif was Chayza, and he said, La Milsi Dami, my Raya is not necessarily a good Raya, the Rav Zor Ginsa to be Rav, Mishari Mishari, that we know that Rav planted a garden by the Yeshiva of Rav in order to make sure the Talmidim had food and they had vegetables, and he planted it in rows. La Mishum, Iruvi Ruvi Klayim, that it must be because Rav held that even though it was in Chutz La'aretz, still Klayazram is also, and therefore we kept them separated and he put them in separate rows. Remember, the Gemara comes out that Omalei Abaya, Abaya responded back to Rabbi Yisif, that that's not necessarily a good Raya, and really correct that Klayazram is not going to be also in Chutz La'aretz. Bishleimi Iashmina, Bala Baruchis Haruga, Ba'achas Be'emso, that if you would say that Rav planted it in a way that the Gemara tells us to plant Klayim, which is by taking four different minim and placing it at four different corners of a field, then having one vegetable in the center of the field, and that is a way that you're allowed to plant Klayim based on the Mishnah and Klayim. So Shapir, then it would make sense that we see that Rav held that Klayazroim is us in Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan, Elohacha Mishimnoi, but the reason why Rav planted in separate rows is based on beautifying the field and making sure it looked nice, Vinami Mishum Tech the Shami, or it was because he wanted to make sure the Shamas who was going to pick the vegetables for the Talmidim would not have to work hard in order to find specific vegetables, and he would know exactly which row has which vegetables. There is no raya from Rav that Rav held that Kilizroim is Noig and Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan, and therefore Taisa says that Kilizroim is not Noig and Chutz La'aretz even Midrabanan. And we continue with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tesa Mabez, Kol Ha'isa Mitzvah Achas Mativin Lo Marichin Lo Yama V'Neichas Ha'aretz. If someone does one mitzvah, then it's mashma from the Mishnah that will do good for him in Olam Hazeh, and he will have a long life, and he will inherit the land. And as Rashi says, Chaya Olam Haba, referring to the land of Eretz Achayim, which is Olam Haba. V'chol she'ino isa mitzvah achas. However, if someone doesn't do one mitzvah, ein matimin lo, then we won't do good for him in Olam Hazeh. Ve'marich lo yama ve'inu neichos ha'aretz. And the Gemara will discuss this in detail. The Meiri points out that really there is no real connection between this Mishnah and Masechtas Kedushin. However, since prior to this we were discussing mitzvahs, so therefore, based on the concept of Gilgal, we also speak about another Mishnah that discusses mitzvahs. The Gemara begins for a minute. How could the Mishnah say kol isa mitzvah achas and matimin lo marich lo yama ve'neichos ha'aretz? If l'maisa we have a Mishnah Masechtas Peah that states that is only the following mitzvahs where if someone does it, then he will be eichel pirus be'ilum hazeh, and he'll get the interest in this world, and he'll have the principle in the next world. And elu hein kibla be'im u'gemilas chasadim v'achnasas ochem v'avol sham be'nodem chaveri v'sal materik neged kulam. And although our Gemara lists achnasas ochem, however, this is not the gist that we have in Masechtas Peah, and it leaves out achnasas ochem and l'chur that's included in gemilas chesed. In addition, when it says tamaterik neged kulam, that's because by learning Torah, of course, you'll be able to come and do all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. And as Rashi explains, that the Gemara's question is that's mashma from the Mishnah Maseches Peah, Hanihu da Eichel Peiros da Karen Kayames, that it's only Elu Dvarim, that these are the ones where you'll have the Peiros by Elam Hazeh and Karen Kayames Leilam Haba, Av Mitzvah Achriti Loi, but not other mitzvahs, that Nantan and our Mishnah we learned, Mativin Leiv Vilnechel Es Aretz, on any mitzvah, as the Mishnah stated, Kol Isa Mitzvah Achas. The Gemara Gemara answers, Amar Yehuda, Hachi Kama, this is what our Mishnah meant to say. Kol Isa Mitzvah Achas Yisera Zechui Yosef. If someone does one mitzvah that is more than his Zechuyas, then he has Rav Mitzvahs, and therefore Metibin Loi V'day Mekamish Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, and it's considered as if he was Mekayim the entire Torah. And the Gemara is that L'chayr, this can't be the Teretz, as Mechlal, the Hanach, Afilu B'chodah Nami, that those listed in Mesechtes Peah, even if you did only one of them, and you don't have Rav Mitzvahs, then you'll still have this great Schar, but Ilma Zena, Ilma Be'ah. Of course, it can't make sense if you're a Rosh HaGomer that you should get such Schar. And as Rashi states, Mechlal Dahani, Afilu B'chodah Nami, Afilu Lekayim Sha Mitzvahs, Bitmiya, Varuba Voynesu. And the Gemara answers, Amra Shmaya, Loimen Shim Haisa Shkulu Machras, that the Mishnah Mesechtes Peah is telling us that if you did these mitzvahs and you have half mitzvahs and half Averis, then this will push you over the top and you'll therefore get your Schar B'Ilum Abba as well. Amish is discussing a person that did one mitzvah and now pushed him over the top and now he has Rav Zechuyas, so at that point will be Mativan Lai Umarich Lai Yama V'Nechos Aretz. And Taisa at the top of the Amin is bothered, Dalachira, how can we say that the Mishnah Mesechtes Peah is telling us that if we have one of these specific mitzvahs, then if a person is Shokol, then it'll be Machras, but V'Intayim B'Lavachinami Aminu Mesechtes Roshana, since the Torah states, Rav Chesed, Mata Klapi Chesed, Kshen Shkul, and that Kosh Baruch will always put someone over the top when he has equal amount of Averis and mitzvahs. And Taisa says, V'Ishleimah the B'Sham mitzvahs, Kshemaisa Shkulim, Havik Abeni, regarding all other mitzvahs, if someone has Mechza al Mechza, then it'll be considered a Beni, and we won't punish him. Al Bahani Choshev Tzadigamo, but once a person has one of these mitzvahs that's mentioned in Mesechtes Peah, then even though he has half mitzvahs and half Averis, he'll be considered Tzadigamo. And Gemara continues, V'Chol Isa Mitzvah Achas Yaseir al Zechuyasa Mativan Lai, is it really true, as the Mishnah stated, that if someone does one more mitzvah that is more than his Averis, then we will do good for him? V'Raminu, but L'maisa, we have a Brice that states, Kol Shez Zechuyasa Merubim Avinasa Marin Lai, that anyone who's Zechuyas are more than his Averis, then we actually do bear for him. And as Rashi states, Bailam Azel, and Akhisim Avinasav Shiitel Schar Sholim, that we want to make sure that he gets punished in this world in order to give him Schar in the next world. V'Daim Kamisha Sarav Kol Tere Kula, since he has such a bad life, so people will look at him as if he burnt entire Torah and he's getting such ancient, v'loishayim mena filo ois achas, and he didn't even leave over one ois of the Torah. V'chosh avinaisim rubim mischreisav, however, if someone's averis are more than his chreisim, then mativan loi, then we do good for him. And as Rashi states, l'shalom l'ischar mitzvaisav b'chayav k'dei l'tardoi, in order to give him mischar in this world, in order to get rid of him, and to give him the proper punishment in my mabba. And v'doim ha'kamisha kayim kol tira kula, and it seems as if this person is a great tzaddik, and he's gaining such benefit in this world, and it looks like he kept entire Torah, v'loichisa ois achas mimena, and he didn't even leave over one letter from the Torah, and he kept the entire Torah perfectly. L'chayr, there's a stira between our Mishnah, which states that if someone has a mitzvah achas, then we're mativan lo merich lo yom v'nechos aretz, and even in this world it'll be good for him, and the Brisa states in this world it won't be good for him, in order that he should get schar in Olam Haba. The Gemara gives two terutzim, Amar Abaya, Abaya states, Masisin the oven le yom tov v'yambish, when our Mishnah stated kol oisim mitzvah achas, that mativan lo, it doesn't mean that we actually do good for him in this world, and it'll seem as good, we actually do bear for him in this world, and this way it'll be a preparation for him in the next world, where he will have only good. When the Mishnah stated kol she'ein oisim mitzvah achas, that if a person doesn't have rav zechuyas, that im mativan lo, of course in this world we'll actually do good for him, and that will prepare him for the next world, where it won't be good for him, and therefore we're preparing for him a day of bed in the future. As the Meiri explains, she'mesakin lo k'derech she'maskinin liyontov she'mitzdarnu mis'amlum koydum l'achonas yoymai, that we can prepare for him just like someone prepares prior to yontov, that it takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort in order to prepare for that yontov, and it feels that it's bad today and it's hard today, but l'maisa, once yontov comes, of course the preparation will come to fruition, and in that way of course you'll have a better yontov. Therefore Zokta Baya, that really the Mishnah and the Brisa are saying the exact same thing. However, the Gemara continues that Rava Amar, Rava says that there actually is a machlekes between our Mishnah and the Brisa, as Harmoni Rabbi Yaakov, that the Brisa is going according to Shita Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar that he holds Schar Mitzvah by Amaleka, that a person doesn't get any Schar Mitzvah in this world, and therefore that's why the Brisa states Kol Shezchuyas Merubim Avinesav Marin Loi, and if someone has Avinus which are Merubim Mischuyasav, then Matim Loi, then we do good for him in this world. And as the Gemara brings the Tani, we learned the Brisa Rabbi Yaakov Emeh Ein Lachol Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah Shekzu B'Torah Shematan Schar B'Tzida Sheein Tchias Amesin Tluyba, that there is no mitzvah in the Torah where the Torah writes some sort of a schar, where the schar is not referring to after Tchias Amesim, the schar will not be in this world, and it will only be Loim Laba, B'Kibud Av Eim Ksiv, and we find B'Degei Kibud Av, that the Torah states, L'man Yuricha L'mecha L'man Yitiv Lach, and B'Shuluch HaKan Ksiv, and B'Degei Shluch HaKan, the Torah states, L'man Yitiv Lach V'Rach Diyamim. One shouldn't think that the Torah is promising a person that does Kibud Av Eim or Shuluch HaKan long life, because HaReisha Omalei Ovel Ba'alei Labir Ba'avli Gaizlois, that if a person's father tells him, go up to a tower and bring me these birds, and then he did the Kibbut Avim, and he also was Mekayim Shiluch HaKan, and he went up into the tower of Vishilach HaSeim, and he sent away the mother, and he took the children, and went when he returned from doing this great mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and also of Shiluchah Kan, he falls and he dies. Heichen Tevis Yom Shel Zeh, where's the good days of this person? Veheichen Arichas Yom Shel Zeh, and where's the Arichas Yom of this person? This person died immediately after he did these two great mitzvahs of Kibud Av V'Em and Shiluchah Kan. So when the Torah states that it'll be good for you, it means La'ilm Shekulu Tayv, and it means La'ilm Abah. L'man Yerichu Yomecha, La'ilm Shekulu Erech. Once again, it's not talking about La'ilm Hazeh, and it's talking about La'ilm Abah. And Rabbi Yaakov holds that Tzcha Mitzvah B'hai Al Malekha, and our Mishnah argues and holds there is Tzcha Mitzvah in this world. And the Gemara continues that Yes on this Brice on his memory of Rabbi Yaakov, Vidum Alav Hachi Abah, that how could Rabbi Yaakov say that a person will die after he does Kibud Av V'Em, after he does Shluch HaKan, as maybe the Torah is actually telling us that this will never occur? And the Gemara states, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza, Rabbi Yaakov actually saw a story where someone went to do Kibud Av V'Em, and he also went to do Shluch HaKan, and immediately thereafter he died, and therefore Rabbi Yaakov proved from there, when the Torah states, L'man Yitav Lach, and L'man Yerichu Yomecha, it's referring to Elam Abba, and the Gemara is, V'dil Mahar Bar Be'er Hava, that maybe that person who went to do Kibud Av V'Em, and who went to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shluch HaKan, was thinking about an Aveira at that time, and that's why he had the Einish, and the Gemara explains, Machshav Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzav L'Maisa, that even if it's true that he was thinking about an Aveira, that would not be a reason that he would die, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzav, and Machshav L'Maisa, unless as Rashi says, that this person actually goes ahead and does the Maisa, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mitzav the Machshava to the Maisa itself, and he'll also get an Einish on the Machshava, as we find by the Gedim Raglim. In this case, that Rabbi Yaakov saw, it couldn't be that this child went and did Avera, as it states, because he was in Naflo Meis, that immediately afterwards he died, and therefore he didn't have the opportunity to ever do this Avera, and therefore, only based on Machshava, it can't be that he would have such an Einish. Mar continues, and is, although there's a cloud by the Gedim other mitzvahs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzav Machshava L'Maisa, but the Gedim Avera Dezara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzav Machshava L'Maisa, the Ksiv and the Pasuk in Cheskel states, Laman Tfesus Beis Shal Belibam, and therefore we see that B'negei Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif Machshava L'Maisa, and maybe he was thinking about Avodah Zarah. The Gemara explains, Iyunami Hachi Kama, this was actually part of Rabbi Yaakov's Raya, that Yisak Kedaita Tzcha Mitzvah B'hai Amor, that if you're going to say that there is Tzcha Mitzvah in this world, Amai Loi Ogin Mitzvah Soleh, Ki Hechad Delei Lesi L'dei Hira, and L'chayu the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and the Mitzvah of Shluch HaKan, should have been made on this person. They shouldn't have come to Hira Avera, and he shouldn't have been thinking about Avodah Zarah at that moment. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov brought a Raya that it must be that Tzcha Mitzvah B'hai Amoleka. Ayin Taisus points out that B'degea, a regular mitzvah, then the din is Machshava Tovah Mitzarefes L'Maisa, Machshava Ra is Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarefes L'Maisa, and B'degea Avodah Zarah, it's Punfaket, that Machshava Ra is Mitzarefes L'Maisa, and that Machshava Tovah B'degea Avodah Zarah is not Mitzarefes L'Maisa, Ayin Taisus. Also, just to point out that although we learned the machlekes between Abaya and Rava based on the pshat that Rashi brought, but the Taisus argues on this pshat and Rashi and has a different pshat as to how to learn our sugya, Ayin Shum. Gemara continues with another question on the story that Rabbi Yaakov brought, that how could it be that this child or this person died while he was performing the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and he was performing the mitzvah of Shluch HaKan, V'amar B'Laza, Shluch HaMitzvah Ein Hezekin, that there's a cloud that someone that's going to perform a mitzvah will not have a hezek? And the Gemara answers, Hasu B'Alichas and Shani, that over there we're talking while he was going towards the mitzvah, and over here he died while he was coming back from doing the mitzvah. And the Gemara asks, V'amar B'Laza, Shluch HaMitzvah Ein Hezekin, Lei B'Alichas V'Lei B'Chazrasan, Rabbi Leza says this cloud not only when going to perform a mitzvah, but even while coming back. And the Gemara answers, Sulam Ru'u Hava De Kfiyah Hezekah, that the case over there was where the person was standing on a very bad ladder and on a weak ladder while he was performing the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and Shluch HaKan, and since it's Kfiyah Hezekah, the Cholicha De Kfiyah Hezekah Leisav Chin Anisa, and that case would not be Semech Anis, and in that case we don't have the cloud of Shluch HaMitzvah in the Zaken. The Siv, as we know, the Pasuk Shmuel states, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel to go and anoint David as the Melech, by Yom Shmuel, and Shmuel stated, Eich Elech, how can I go? V'sham Shaul V'Hageni, and Shaul will hear and he'll kill me. Therefore, we see that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Shmuel to go and do something, Shmuel felt weird as a Kfiyah Hezekah, then we can't rely on the concept of Shluch HaMitzvah in the Zaken. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Omol Dasha Achal Haikra, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Batei Lechata, that if Acha would have dashed in the Pasuk like Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, dashed, then he wouldn't have done an Avera. And we know that Elisha ben Avua went up to Derech based on the story where he saw someone that actually died when he was performing Kibud Av V'Em and performing Shluch HaKan. Since this drasha didn't happen until Rabbi Yaakov came along, so what is the taina on Acha and what is the taina on Elisha ben Avua? And it's possible that this story that happened occurred at the time that Rabbi Yaakov was a child and he saw that this child was killed when he was performing Kibud Av V'Em and Shluch HaKan, and at that moment, even as a child, Rabbi Yaakov understood this difference, and therefore it was a major taina on Elisha ben Avua that his grandson even understood this difference and understood that L'man Yitav Lach is La'ilm Shekula Tayv and L'man Yerichu Yomecha is La'ilm Shekula Erech, and he himself did not realize this, and therefore it was even a greater taina on Elisha ben Avua. And the Gemara continues, V'acha Mayu, what is the story where Elisha ben Avua went off to Derech? Derech. Ikad Amri, some say Kahagavna Chazo, they saw someone that was going to perform Kibra Avaim and to perform the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan and died. Ikad Amri, and others say, Lishu the Chutzpah Satogman Chazo, David Garli Dova Acha, after Chutzpah Satogman, who was the Matogman of Gamliel from Yavna, he was one of the Sarerugim Malchus, and then he saw that his tongue was being dragged by a pig, so he went off to Derech and he said, Oma, Hesha Hippik Magolius, this mouth which spewed out different pearls of wisdom, Yilachach Afa, should now be licking dirt, and he felt that this was a terrible mizayin of Chutzpah Satogman. He felt this is a chasarin of a midah k'nega midah, because Chutzpah Satogman used his tongue the entire day in order to teach Torah. Because of this maisa, nafakata, he went out and he did averis and he went off the derech. The Gemara continues, Rami Rav Tui by Rav Kisna Rabba, Rav Tui by Rav Kisna asked the following steer to Rabba. Tanam we learned in the Mishnah called Isa Mitzvah Achas Mativloi, it's mashma asa in, it's only if he did a mitzvah, loy asa loy, but if he did not do a mitzvah, he would not be Mativloi, Verminay, Aliasia Sira, Yashab Leavera, Nice Laskak Isa Mitzvah. Then we know the Brisa teaches us that if someone's sitting and doesn't do an avera, then we give him a schar as if he did a mitzvah. So Amalei, so Rav responds to Rav Tubi by Kisna, Hasuk Gagain, Shabbat Dvar Avera Liyada, Vinisal Mena. Over there, we're talking about a case where someone had a Dvar Ever that came to him and he had a major taiva and he was saved from it. In that case, he'll get a schar Isa Mitzvah. But generally, if someone's sitting around and not doing a mitzvah, he would not get schar for that. That is why our Mishnah states, Kala Isa Mitzvah Achas, that the only way to receive a mitzvah is only by performing the actual mitzvah. The Gemara brings a story, Kahad Rav Chanina by Papa, there was a story of Chanina by Papa that this matron actually was to pay him for bia. And Rav Chanina by Papa said the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his body was filled with boils and with blisters. Therefore, he wasn't able to go through with Avera. The Gemara tells us of the Himilsa of Issi. So she went and did something, and she used some sort of kishuf to heal him, and therefore she wanted to still go and do this Avera with him. Or Tasha Bahu Bebani, once again, in order to get away from her, in order to avoid this Avera, he went and hid in a bathhouse. The Chihavu Island betrayed Afilu B'Yamama Hav Misaki, and this bathhouse was so dangerous that Shadim used to be there even during the daytime. And even if two people would go during the daytime, where generally it would not be Shchia Chazeka, they would still be Huzak, and the Shadim were that powerful. And Lamacha Amalei Rabbanan Manatrach, so Rabbanan saw him coming out of this bathhouse in the morning. And he asked Rab Chanina Bar Papa that who guarded you while you were there, and you shouldn't have been there. And they didn't realize that he went there in order to hide from this Mitranisa Amaluhu. And he said to them, and we continue on that Memam Nalv Shnei Noisei Kesa. They're the two guards of the Caesar, generally carried the weapons and the armor of the Caesar, that they guarded me the entire night. The Beit Yodah states that these were the two malachim that are together with a person, as the Pasuk states, Ki malachim yitzavich lach l'shmachim b'chol d'rachecha. The Gemara continues, Amru later, Rabbanan said, Rechonin ba papi, Shem edvar ever, bali yotcha v'nitzalti yimena. There must be more to the story, as it must have been that there was a dvar ever that came to you, and you were saved from this avera. The Tanina, as we learned, Kol abad dvar ever liyodah v'nitzal yimena. If someone has a type of a dvar ever, and he's saved from it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nace for him. Even though we said before that the klal shluchim mitzvah in the zeikin is not applicable in a makim that shchicha zeika. However, over here, even though with shchicha zeika, since you went against your teva and you fought your yetzer hara and you won, therefore you were zeicha to this nace, and we will stop over here.